So the Sfasemes also says the Yisod. Sfasemes also says the Yisod of it. Ani Kiani Ichbadeti Zlibo Yisliv Avodov. Sfasemes also says that if Yid knows that it's the Rabban Shalom doing it, so then he knows how to tackle it. When Yid thinks that it's Hevach of the Rabban Shalom, Yid thinks the Yitzhar is a Hevach of the Rabban Shalom. So he looks at his fight with the Yitzhar. He's to fight the Yitzhar. He's fighting something in order to get to the Rabban Shalom. That itself is not coming from the Rabban Shalom. So he feels that he's got a koyach, it's hepech lekus that he's fighting with. It's very hard. But in the while he's trying to be oisek and avodas Hashem, he realizes this is also a chelik of his avodas Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machpid this liboy for that reason. Because then that makes it easier. If you didn't realize that in Golis, that all the koishi that he goes through is only coming from Hashem and only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to call out to him, to be miskasha to him. So then it makes it much. Paray made himself into a god. Making himself into a god means that ki'ilu that the koichas of klipa are themselves a koich. So the koichas of klipa are themselves a koich. So it's ki'ilu competing. We're coming with the Rabban Shalom, and they're coming with something else. And that's why he made him. We shouldn't be margish that it's also coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to be Moisef. He wanted to be Moisef to put his own input. So they all say, what's the grace of Gzeira? What's why the parah to get punished? The gzera of avodim inu is some gzera. It's brisben absarim. It's ready. The Torah says if parah would have been a puppet, kaviyachol of a puppet of a kadosh baruch hu, so meila anachanami, he would have been shalut of us. The fact that he wanted to make himself into something, the fact that he wanted to make it seem like and sound like that faket is coming from him. That was the because then we thought we were fighting something which wasn't ruchnis. And that's why over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be machbir this liboy, to show that even when he was magbir against us, we goyver against us, that was also coming from Ben Shalom. That's the greatest lafuki of Pari. The whole time he tries to make himself depend, then he has to be machni himself, but then he wants to try to make himself that he's a mensch himself, and then he tries to be machni himself again. The whole time it's going ahin and trick for that reason. Has to be Nizgala that the Golas is also a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Golas is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the Golas. And the aver of Pari was that he was trying to be miyachas that to himself. That was the aver. Therefore, that's why it was very schwer for the Yidin to be tachas shibudoi. We realize that it's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then we don't feel that. That's the Nekudah. Just spoke out in a kudah that comes out of what we saw over here. Can he ichbadati is libo if it's leva vodov? Can he ichbadati is a person thinks that he's fighting against the sitra achra, so it disturbs him because he wants to be oisek and Hashem. He doesn't want to be famatted with narishkeit, but he has to realize that that's also a chelik. It's a ani ichbadati. Ani ichbadati. Hashem makes it. It's a chelik of yavodas Hashem. So don't think that you got to get over this in order to start yavodas Hashem. This is all part of it. So even Moshe said that was the whole rishus of Pari. Pari made himself into a god, made himself into Elaha. That was the rishus of Pari. If he wouldn't have made himself into Elaha, then when Pari would have been shalut over us, so this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. This is Gepaska does in the Brisbane of Sorim. And made it Sachelik HaAvodas Hashem to pay Misim and to pay tithe, whatever. But he made himself into a god, so he wants to say no. You're dealing with me. You're not dealing with him. You're dealing with him. That was the koshi ashibud. So made an afuki that the Rebbein Shlom said, "Ki ani ichbadati is liboy. Ani ichbadati. Don't worry.
It's mine.
It's my zach. My zach. So it's my zach. You'll get over it." Everyone talks about it. He made himself into a god. Made himself into a god. Made something a god. You know.
He made the Yitzhar for a god.
That's right. And made it. Therefore, it's nishkan chelik from avodas Hashem. Why does a person get chalishas adas? Abil tachdin and da'ebishta. And hey, he's matching himself with narishkeit. He matching himself with narishkeit. You have to know that's a chelik. The Yitzhar doesn't let you. Pari doesn't let you realize that it's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he becomes a bracha.
That's part of the Yitzhar, the not realizing that.
Oh. And that's where he was moisif on the goddess, and that's where he got punished. Everybody asks, why did he get punished? When you pass in the Brisbane, I'm sorry. There's the Paschal Bris, and I'm sorry. It's all coming from Hashem. And his hoisofa was to make himself into a self. I'm in charge. When you go through koishi, I'm in charge. Then he feels that he's nisrachik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rebbein Shlom's Megala, Ken Yichbadati. Yeah, okay.